we are just different, different, me and you.
Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys with a tune called Stayed. I guess she's just different between me and you. Hey, I'm Chuck. It's 12:03 according to that digital clock up here on the WMFO wall. And you're listening to WMFO in Medford. And I'm filling in for Chris Strike the Box. I'm just a couple minutes late getting here because my card, access card, didn't work. And I had to go down to the Tufts Police Station to deal with that. But I've dealt with it. And I'm here to do my version of Strike the Box.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
Yeah, yes, the walk sign right outside our station here is on, which means I'm on here at WMFO. It's been a while since I've been on at this station. I last filled in for Bubbles in the Think Tank for Blender almost 2 months ago now. So here I am, and I'm going to be doing this rock thing. Starting off with a couple of songs about radio here at WMFO in Medford.
Make a good run. spaceman. I wanted to be so bad, but now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back on the pad. Hey, Mother Earth, would you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is just a lot of lunacy.
Bring me back down.
Round and around and around and around and around, safe on the ground.
Toronto Jackson Band. The live version of On Your Radio. And we started this set off with the Replacements doing Radio Hook Word Hit. In between we had Harry Nilsson doing Spaceman. That wasn't supposed to happen in that set, but you know, I haven't been here in a little while. I'm getting used to the equipment here and trying to relearn things. And that's what I'm doing. I'm Chuck filling in for Chris on Strike the Box. And I told him if he was doing the show, I made a request for an interesting version of Tomorrow Never Knows. And left it up to him to find it. But he's not doing the show. So it leaves it up to me to find it. So here's the band Trouble from their Plastic Greenhead album and the cover of the Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows, here on WMFO in Medford. Strike the Box.
Just put that needle in what is known as my flip side. I won't be able to sit down for a week.
Well, I'm a format collector. I used to buy vinyl, now it's digitally. Just a format collector. I buy the same damn music perpetually. 45 was a gateway. Moved up to LPs, 8-track cassette, CD, and MP3s. I'm a format collector, buying everything they sell me. Well, I got started back in 63. My first Beatle record was a fine LP. It was a much shorter version. Capitol Records done lied to me. I had to get the import by the same tune twice. A Parlophone record at a higher price. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. I built a record collection. Each and every Beatle copy I could find demanded cash and attention. Kept on spending, but was always behind. I had stereo, mono, reel-to-reel LP. Every compilation, every damn let it be. I was just a format collector, burning through the do-re-mi. I thought I was dumb back in 91, past masters in hand. A compact disc changed all of this. Yet another format to collect again. MP3. I'm just a dumbass consumer, thinking it was over with the anthology, and now it's iTunes, thumb drives, even the cloud. Perpetual expenses make me twist and shout. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. Translucent 78s of the White Album, numbered and hand-pressed by Japanese schoolgirls in a Brooklyn store window. Oh man, sign me up. A gold DVD of outtakes of George Martin and the mixing suite farting in time to Eleanor Rigby and Quadrophonic. Oh man, how much? Honey, where's your grandma's wedding ring?
I want my own Brian Epstein, someone who will keep me in line, like the tracks on the BLM line, to get me to my home. I want my own Brian Epstein, someone to look after me, someone who'll be there for me whenever I. Did I once see that?
local faves. Bird Mancini there, paying tribute to Beatle culture with a song, I Want My Own Brian Epstein, or Brian Epstein, he pronounced it either way back in the day. He was the Beatles manager until he suddenly passed away in 1968. Prior to that, we heard other Beatle-related things. We heard Semi-Chuck doing Format Collector from the eponymously entitled EP put out by our very own Belinda of Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was one of her records about records. And the Beatles did a Tomorrow Never Knows and Within You Without You. That was Tomorrow Never Knows drum beat to the song Within You Without You that was remixed on the Love CD that came out in 2011. And then we heard Tomorrow Never Knows at the top of that set with the band Trouble from their album Plastic Greenhead. And behind me right now is one of the instrumental tracks from the Beatles Help album, It's Been a Hard Day's Night. It's credited to the Beatles, but it's actually a George Martin arrangement. I'm Chuck. I'm filling in for Chris here at Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford. And it's August 1st, halfway point of summer. So have you gotten half of your summer fun activities in? Because you've got another half to go. Hopefully you're on top of that. And that does bring us to maybe a set of songs relating to summer in one way or another. And you can't have summer without Beach Boys. So we've got some Beach Boys for you coming up real soon. Stay tuned. WMFO in Medford.
If your daddy's rich, take me out for a meal. If your daddy's poor, just do it. what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a ton or a ton, the 25. When the sun goes down, I can make it with my cutie pie.
jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home to
You're currently listening to a very weird version of the classic song Summertime. But why not? It's by The Residents, and they were a very weird band back in the 80s and 90s. This is from their George and James album of the American Composers series. They did a series of albums where they covered songs of American composers, and on this album, one side was George Gershwin, the other side was James Brown. Interesting juxtaposition there. But their take on Summertime. And before that, we heard the Isley Brothers with their take of the hit Summer Breeze. And Robin Trigger did her take on In the Summertime, another classic summer song from her 2018 album Saltwater Happy. And we started that stuff with the Beach Boys, Surfin' USA, which was their own take on one of their hits, for sure. We're doing this bit of summer music here right now at WMFO. I'm Chuck, here at Strike the Box, filling in for Chris. And every year I have to drag out this old classic 1981 song from way down there in Dorchester, Massachusetts, neighborhood of Boston, and a band that was known only as the Future Dads and their one-hit local wonder called Dorchester Summer. Great rockin' tune here on WMFO in Medford.
Shooting at a rhythm on my bubble door, the sun is out and I want some. I'm gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
You can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.